Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
And we'll begin with the Irish Independent this morning. There's lots in the papers about the suspect in the Mike Gane murder investigation. The suspect, of course, who was released without charge. I'll just give you one of the articles, which is the main story on the front of the Irish Independent. Chief suspect denies being involved in farmer's killing. The chief suspect for Kerry farmer Mike Gane's murder has told Gardaí he had nothing to do with his death. The suspect also, according to the Independent, refused to answer any questions put to him when he spent more than 32 hours in custody, and he has been released without charge. And a source said he completely denies any involvement in this alleged homicide. The front of the Irish Times says that Ishka Aaron is warning the government of a critical need for regulatory and legislative reforms if it's to meet the immense task it faces and enable new housing targets. So this is a letter Ishka Aaron has sent to the government suggesting a host of planning, legal and consenting issues that should be addressed, including fast-tracking decisions by An Bord Pleanála on strategic projects. You can read more about that on the front of the Irish Times. Front of the Irish Daily Mirror, NICAP star on Tara Rapp. This was the news last night that a member of NICAP is to appear in court charged with allegedly displaying a flag in support of Hezbollah, the Islamic terror group. Liam O'Hanna, known by the stage name Mokara, was charged by British police. Remember, they got video footage and they did a big investigation into a gig in London on November 21st last. And O'Hanna is due to appear in court on the 18th of June. Quite interesting, last night I was watching this on the Nine News on RTE, followed by a TV show directly after the news about NICAP with Ray Goggins. The Irish Daily Mail on the front page, a betrayal of women is the headline. The government has been accused of another betrayal of women as the expansion of the free IVF scheme has been delayed indefinitely. So we heard all these plans to expand free IVF to couples who already have children as part of a women's health scheme. But 7 months on, the scheme is no closer. 7 months on, the scheme is no closer to taking effect, and couples have been taking part in a grueling application process that can take 6 months, only then to be told they're not eligible for it. So there's anger as the government breaks its promise to extend the IVF, is how the Mail calls it. Big news this morning on driving tests. It's on the front of the Irish Examiner. New driving test centres in key areas of the country, and doing your driving test on a bank holiday are part of the Road Safety Authority's plan to drastically cut waiting times. I'm sure you're aware there is a big backlog. The backlog is more than 100,000 sitting waiting to do their driving test. So the RSA said it's trying to cut driving test waiting times from 27 weeks to 10 weeks. And now we have a plan which includes accelerated training of new testers, expanding testing hours, including weekday evenings, Saturdays and bank holidays, manual interventions in the booking system to make sure invitations are issued in areas of greater demand, and also setting up new driving test centres in key areas of the country. Also on the front of the Irish Examiner, Cork TD Ken O'Flynn, who has criticised the government over wasteful spending. He himself asked for a lazy boy recliner to be supplied for his office in Leinster House when he wanted to have a break or to have informal meetings. So in an email to facilities management, Ken O'Flynn looked for 10 separate items for his office, including a lazy boy recliner chair. And apparently these chairs are for sale for over €1,000. And the Oireachtas said it had no recliners in stock and they were not commonly purchased. So you can read more about that at the front of the Examiner. Elsewhere inside the papers, as I say, Leo Varadkar, former Taoiseach, is going to be on News Talk Breakfast this morning, because today is exactly 10 years to the date since marriage equality was voted for here in Ireland. And the Irish Times has a breakdown of some of the stats. Almost 6,000 same-sex weddings have been celebrated here in the 10 years since the marriage equality referendum. These are new figures from the CSO. The most popular months for gay weddings, by the way, are July and August, and Friday is the most sought after day. So that's when gay people apparently want to get married. Sunday is the least popular day to get married. Now, what we don't know and will be interesting to find out is the amount of divorces among same-sex couples in the last decade, because the court service doesn't keep statistics on divorce broken down by sexual orientation. There's no discrimination when it comes to getting divorced. When you're divorced, you're divorced. So we don't know. We know 6,000 couples have got married. Don't know how many of them have got divorced as of yet. Staying with statistics, the Irish Independent tells us that we're going to be able to do the census online for the first time. Thank God, because it's a bit of a pain sitting down doing it paper-based. But from 2027, the census is going to be online. Now, you will still be sent a paper option, but it's the first time that the Irish people will be able to complete the form digitally, and it's going to be collected in April and May 2027. We don't have an exact date yet for a census night. They reckon hundreds of thousands of people will still submit their form, or will still submit their census answers in paper form, but they reckon a few people will certainly do it online as well, and I think I will be one of those. A couple of final stories for you about your fridge in the sun. 40% of Irish people say they've used out-of-date food. They don't throw it out if it still smells grand. This is a survey revealing our fridge habits. 57% of people hold on to leftovers that we'll never eat. And while 61% say a self-cleaning fridge is top of their wish list, only 10% give their fridge a weekly clean. I absolutely never clean out the fridge, certainly not every week. 67% of people think ketchup belongs in the fridge, while 61% put their eggs in the fridge, and 32% of people admit to chilling their chocolate. I actually freeze my chocolate, so I'm not even putting it in the fridge, putting it in the freezer. Nothing nicer than a frozen curly whirly, by the way. Final story comes from the Mail, and it's about our morning routines. And we're not just showering or having our cornflakes anymore. People in the morning are now turning to meditation, taking vitamins, and watering their plants to kickstart the day. A poll of 5,000 adults found many are adding an early walk to their morning or taking time to review their daily targets. I'd love the time to be able to sit down and write out a to-do list for the day. Apparently other people in the morning, first thing they do is put music on, they stretch, they drink a pint of water, or they do their skincare routine. And it also shows that two-thirds of Gen Z can't cope with even the smallest disruption to their morning routine. If that happens, they're thrown off for the entire day.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.